the enormous blue whale. It's bigger than even the largest dinosaurs. Its tongue weighs as much as an elephant. Its heart is the size of a car. It has blood vessels so wide that you could swim down them. If you think that sounds incredible, then wait until you see it. Discover more about the deep oceans than ever before. Until now, we've only touched the surface. The Blue Planet. Tonight at 9 o'clock on BBC One.
Rachel made the coffee, found some stale custard creams, and sat down with him at the kitchen table. You don't need a point. Don't I? That's not what it feels like. No, see, I was thinking about you and how you have to be fairly tough in your head to do what you do. What? For a moment, Will was completely bewildered. Tough in your head, do what you do. These were not phrases that anyone used about him too often. What the fuck was it he told Rachel he did? Work in a coal mine, teach young offenders? But then he remembered he never actually told Rachel any lies, and his bewilderment took a different shape. What do I do? Nothing. That's what Will thought he did. So how come I have to be tough to do that? Because most of us think that the point is something to do with work or kids or family or whatever. But you don't have any of that. There's nothing between you and despair, and you don't seem like a very desperate person. Too stupid. You're not stupid. So why don't you ever put your head in the oven? I don't know, there's always a new Nirvana album to look forward to, or something happening on NYPD Blue to make you want to watch the next episode. I hire camels and drivers to send my heavy luggage ahead, then join a caravan of donkeys going to the coast. By this time, with everything accomplished, I am in the grip of an overwhelming desire to get back to my own people. Mohammed and Noor keep very close to me throughout the 2 days of the journey, ever watchful. There are times when I feel I am their father, and other times when I feel I am their child. There is no criticism between us, no danger, only long silences. When they look at me, I catch sadness in their eyes. From the start, the lovers considered their relationship to be necessary, inevitable, and entirely natural. At their first meeting, they called each other two, and kissed without awkwardness or blushing, as though they had been intimate for several years. They settled easily into their new situation, quite calmly and shamelessly. They arranged meetings. Since Therese could not go out, it was decided that Laurent would go to her. In a precise, self-assured voice, the young woman explained what she had worked out. They would meet in the couple's bedroom. In the meantime, Camille would be in his office and Madame Raquin down below in the shop. It was a bold plan and bound to succeed.